For the report, Bridge Magazine and the Michigan Campaign Finance Network reviewed over 5,700 emails obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. Craig Mauger is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network.
And we found a handful of connections between, one, people tied to Enbridge and the state's deliberations over what to do about Line 5, and two, connections between people who are in the lobbying or consulting business working for outside entities having a large role in this as well.
Mauger says Enbridge's Michigan lobbying firm employs the wife of Snyder's former chief of staff and the former communications director for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He says the relationships and emails aren't clear cases of conflicts of interest, but do raise questions about whether they could be having an impact on decisions regarding Line 5. A spokesperson for the governor's office said of the emails between state and Enbridge officials, quote, "When two parties reach an agreement on an issue, it is not uncommon to mutually review materials being shared publicly to ensure accuracy from both sides." I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.